My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's time for the Dooley Report with Barbara Dooley. Brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone on Dukes and Bell.
Well, Barbara, you said it. Expect a tough game, and at least it was in the first half. But then in the second half, the Dogs prevailed last week. Great way to get the season started. We welcome into the show the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley. Thank you so much for being here, Barbara. What a performance by the Dogs, right?
It was a performance by the Dogs, but it took them a little while to get ready, didn't it?
It did.
But their defense, hey, there is no question we've got the best defense in the country. They are big, they are strong, they are fast, and they are mean. And let me tell you, they were at their best. Well, they were at their best. They were great. So I have no problems with the defense, but I think Saturday, we probably need to come out and take control of the game early, so that some of our other players can get a chance to play. They need to get experience. I mean, my little friend Gunner Stockton, who is running, I think, number two quarterback, he got about three snaps at the end of the game. But there's so many of them that we need to look at, but we can't look at them if we're not way ahead. So I'm hoping for a way-ahead game so we can let some of these other kids in to play.
Barbara, I think you're going to have plenty of time. They'll have plenty of time to get in against Tennessee Tech.
I think so. And you know what? I've never liked the word Tech coming from Georgia Tech. And I've never liked the word Tennessee. And I think you know why. So I am not in love with this team that's coming to play us. That's for darn sure. And did you know they are Eagles? And the Eagle's name is awesome. Now, come on. He wasn't very awesome Saturday.
This is true. Barbara Dooley joining us here on Dukes and Bell. You know, Mike and I were saying this, and you know, with Vince, he would find a way in these kinds of games to keep the team motivated regardless of, you know, your opponent. He always had something to add to it.
Right.
And you know, I remember years he would come on with us and we'd be like, Vince, oh, this is going to be easy for the Dogs. He'd be like, slow down, you know?
No, yeah. They're the third best punting team, Barbara.
Well, I started thinking about that last night when I was getting ready to talk to you. And I thought, what would Vince Dooley say? And he would say this. They have won 10 conference championships, the most of any school in the Ohio Valley Conference. Right. Does that not sound like him?
Yes. It's true.
It is so true.
And he would. He would find the little sisters of the poor would have some strong suit, let me tell you. But the thing that is interesting to me is that Middle Tennessee beat them in their opener last week.
Okay.
I mean, think about that. So what do you think the score's going to be?
Well, if I was a betting man, and we are, I would think the – I don't know how much – I know that probably Vince never ever bet or even thought about betting on a game, but I would think that Georgia maybe comes out a little sluggish, Barbara, just because a little bit of a hangover from the big win over Clemson. And then the same thing. Maybe by the second quarter they start to put him away by three or four touchdowns.
I've got to tell you this story. I think you'll love it. When I was growing up, my daddy would bet on what time dinner was. Nothing was fun unless he had a bet on it. And my mother used to fuss at him all the time about betting. And so Vince became the head coach, and Daddy didn't last but about a few months before he died. And the next season, the first season that Dad was gone, Mother would call and go, "How's the team doing Saturday?" And I'd go, "Oh, they're doing all right. Well, is so-and-so playing?" And I'd say, "Hey, Vincent, is so-and-so playing Saturday?" "Yeah, he's playing. He's good." So the next Saturday, Mother would call and say, I mean the next Friday, "Tell me about the team. Who's playing this week?" And this went on the third week. Vince says, "Your mother is betting. Do not talk to her again." And she was. She had inherited Daddy's bookie, and she was betting on football games.
She inherited his bookie.
Yeah, well, she inherited his bookie.
Did Dad win a lot? Is my question.
Right.
Do you know?
We don't have any idea. All I know is we never wanted for food or clothes, so we were good. I didn't know any of that. But I will tell you one thing. We have got to stay focused, and I think Kirby might be, as of now, the best coach, college coach in the country. He seems to be able, even if we're dragging that first half, I don't know what he did in that locker room, but it was a whole different team that second half. Right?
Right, yeah. And Barbara.
But we wore the other defense out.
Out, yep.
They were begging for air.
They were. And then Dabo, we played a soundbite earlier today, the coach at Clemson, Dabo Swinney. He is being very stubborn, Barbara, about not bringing players in the transfer portal. And it seems like there's a lot of pressure on him now because, you know, Kirby builds his team on a big, strong foundation. But when he needs to get some guys, he doesn't depend on it, but he does use it. It seems like Dabo needs to get with the program or he's going to be out of a job here.
Well, you know, Dabo won't be crying. He'll be set. He'll go like Muschamp and all the rest of them. They'll have their pockets full and a smile on their face.
I love it, Barbara, because you know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Jimbo Fisher just recently said, "You can only do so much golfing and fishing." I'm like, really? $75 million? They cut the check? I'm with you on this, but I think Dabo wants to prove that he can pull this team and this program out of whatever this is and get back to prominence and playing for national championships. I think he wants that more than being on the other side of it. Barbara Dooley, our guest, guys, every week we talk to Barbara about the Dogs and college football. So, Barbara, real quick, do you like these kickoff games? Do you like these big games where, you know, every first of the start of the season? Okay.
I love them since I'm not a head coach's wife anymore. I think they're great.
Well, we were wondering because every year it seems like these games get bigger.
Right.
Labor Day is such a big weekend. Mike went over to Ireland for the Florida State game, which was, you know, obviously week zero.
Yeah.
But that the kickoff games are so good.
They are, and the hype is even better than the game. By the time the game kicks off, I'm worn out. I am worn out with nerves. So I think it's great, and I think fans today want to see all of these big games. They don't really care about going to the Tennessee Tech games.
That's true. You're right.
And you mentioned you can sit at home, watch three different games in a row while we're playing Tennessee Tech, and just check the score to see how many touchdowns we've scored.
Right. She's not lying. Right. Barbara Dooley, Barbara basically just said that's why Georgia and the SEC, Carl, needs to go to a 9-game conference schedule.
They need to add.
Hey, you know, that would be good. Did you say that?
Yeah. Just get your money. You get your money's worth as a booster, though. I'd like to see better games. I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you can't say you'd pack the stadium because you pack the stadium now.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we keep adding seats, and the prices keep going up. I mean, have you tried to get a Texas-Georgia ticket under $700?
It's not happening.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Uh-uh. Not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous, but it's great.
It is. It's great, and it is ridiculous all in the same sentence. Barbara Dooley joining us. All right, Barbara, we will have plenty of time to talk about some of these more competitive games that we believe.
Next week, Kentucky.
Yeah, on Georgia's schedule, and we know that Kentucky always comes out the physical. Kirby talks about it. Vince used to talk about it all the time. But we got to get past this one first. So, as you said, hopefully they'll handle business, and a lot of guys will get some playing time. But it is always good to talk with you. Barbara's brought to you by Kroger, guys. Barbara, thank you so much. Enjoy the week. In.
Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.